Hey, ooh. Or should I say, good morning, yeah. Oh, hey. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome back,
Hey,
everybody.
guys.
You know what's like kind of crazy? Like we
What?
have a podcast.
I know.
Like we literally like have episodes uploaded. Like we literally have a whole podcast.
It's just so weird because, like, the other day a woman asked for my podcast and I gave it to her, but I was just like, felt so self-conscious about it. Like, I don't know why. I'm just like, you know, like, I don't, like, it's kind of like a humble brag, you know? Like, we're not famous or nothing, but still, like,
Right, yeah, you
sometimes
know.
I feel like a superhero, you know? Like, during the day I'm just at work, but at night I'm such a mysterious podcaster,
Please, mysterious podcaster. Like, we don't talk about them.
you know?
I don't even know.
Still.
If you hear any prancing or purring in the back, that is Seven. He is still alive and well.
Or it's me purring. We
Oh,
all purr.
yeah, we all purr, really.
Purr.
Welcome back to Black Boys in Motion.
Hi. You know what I realized also? We never really say the title. But
Really? I feel like I always say it. I feel like you never say
yeah,
it.
I never say it, but
I
you say
feel
it,
like I
so
always promote it, or at
but I
least at the
mean
end.
yeah, but
Maybe we gotta start saying it in the
But it's
beginning.
such a good name.
We never actually, me, I was just thinking, I was like,
Such a
we
good
really tweaked on the
name.
name. We never really, what was I about to say? We never really introduced ourselves either. Like, we just assume people know who we are.
Oh, well, that's fair.
We'd be like you just start
Hey,
singing, I just
cookie.
be like, hey.
All
Like, we don't be like, I'm this, I'm that. But I mean,
let's start. What's your sign?
if we want to get that deep, say no.
Hello,
Hey
I'm Leo on
guys,
Astrology Cafe.
it's your favorite query.
I'm a Cancer, y'all. I don't know. I feel like we act like our signs. If you didn't know, I feel like okay. It'd be so
If you
funny.
didn't know, yeah, this is probably the episode.
It'd probably be really funny if somebody is like, you know, like that one person from Germany was probably like, I wonder what their signs are. And then this episode, they're like, no way.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I use a Cancer, or like, you know, I just wonder.
Do I act like an Aquarius on the mic? I
I
don't think
mean, what's
so.
your rising? You know, I think your rising is what
My
people
rising
think like
is
you.
either Capricorn or Scorpio.
I think rising is what people like perceive you as. Like they're like, oh, like you kind of seem like a Capricorn.
Well, I got that Aquarius bitch face, so.
Oh, sly. That Aquarius bitch face.
Yeah, my rising is Capricorn.
Oh, see, yeah, my rising is Cancer, so I mean,
I guess people see me as the get moneyer.
get
I mean, that is true,
money,
but all I
get
do
money.
is work, and when I'm not working, I'm working on other shit.
Slang.
Like the podcast, Rugby World, my new up-and-coming YouTube channel.
Wait, we're gonna get to
No, I know. I'm still gonna
it.
plug myself in. My new up-and-coming YouTube channel gonna be called Trey exclamation point. Hoping to start releasing in September. But before that, before all of that, how have you been?
I'm great. I'm great. I've just been working. This is like the first week in a long time I'm gonna have money to myself, and I'm so excited. Like, cause I just feel like this past summer, I've just been in this repeat cycle of needing money, getting money, and have owing
This
people
summer was
money.
very expensive.
Yes, I don't know why. The summer was super, and I think it's just because it's my first time having to pay bills, and I'm not used to.
With the
I'm just
AC
used.
on.
Yeah, you know, I'm just used to spending. Because you know me, I'm a big baller. If I want it, I'm just gonna get it. So I'm so used to just getting something and not realizing I need to have money for later, because I don't get paid until 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So, but all good now. So
Yeah, the
I'm
only
excited for
good
that.
thing with like not even getting paid weekly, but getting paid tips is that I could just bring home some like even $1 every night.
I'm about to say you can just.
But like it still sucks because the checks that we do get are whack. Like they're so whack.
But I mean, tips are good.
Tips are good, but that's what they expect you to live
Something.
off. Like I was like everybody at my job that's a driver is mad old. So I don't know how like they but they be fiending over like the like they'll
I'll go.
fucking
I'll
there's like where this place where we gotta park, they'll jump over the gate to get in before you. They'll like they'll but they'll do a whole bunch of, they'll start arguing like with the people at the register if they don't put their tip in. It's crazy.
That's just not me.
Yeah, no, but it's not Gen Z. Like I'm like going off on a tangent, but I was dropping off this delivery. And we didn't have any more of this one drink. So we gave her literally like the same drink, just a different brand. So we were like, oh, we didn't have this, so we gave you this. Like, saying it was raspberry, all that. And she was like, oh, that's fine. Like, but, like, you know, older people, they'd be like, no, this is not my order. I don't like this. I don't want it. Blah. Blah. Yeah, drink it, spit on me. Like,
blah. Where's the manager? Blah. Blah, blah, blah.
But I was just, like, that's really how Gen Z is. Like, no. We just, like, we're very, like, open to trying new things. And if we don't like it, we don't like it. But we're not going to fight somebody.
That's what I'm saying. No, literally at work, like, my manager always has, like, competitive spirit. Like, she's always like, yeah, you guys, you know, I was number one today. Let's see who's going to beat him. And I'm always like, can someone? Like, I'm tired of carrying.
Can you?
Like, and, like, the other day, no, I think it was Monday. We had, like, no customers, right? And I was so tired. Like, I was just was like, I can't do this. Like, can I go home? And they're like, no, get your money. Don't be a baby. I'm like, no. Send me home.
No, literally get your money, though.
No. Just, that's the thing, though.
But, because like, think about the hours that, like, okay, you say, let's say you leave 3 hours early. Just think about what you're going to be really doing for those 3 hours.
Sleeping.
Okay,
which I need more.
You could be sleeping in the bathroom at work and still
make...
No, I can't.
That shit stinks. I can't, but I would rather sleep at home than stare at my manager's face. How about that? Like, I just can't look at her face all day. Like, that's, especially, here's my thing. I'm very blessed. I thank God every day I work at a job that pays me pretty well for doing nothing. Because I think about all the people that really work so hard for, like, $12, and I sit in a chair
from with a blazer on.
With a blazer on from 9 a.m. to maybe 4 o'clock if I'm lucky, you know, like, with no interaction from a customer. So it's kind of like, damn, like, that's what I mean, though. Like, I'd rather just go home. Like,
yeah.
I could be getting a bag somewhere else, you know, where at least I know I'd be working. Because that's my thing. I don't mind working, you know, just give me work. Because I hate being not productive in a place. I'd rather be home and not be non-productive.
Yeah, that's definitely, not to sound like that guy, but that's definitely the Capricorn in me. Because, like, when I was during quarantine, and I was just, like, fiending to work. Like, even that little side job with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to do it so bad. Because I needed a new phone at the moment, too. Like, my phone was dead broke. Like,
I need the phone. I need the money bad.
Exactly. No, because it was quarantine. Like, there was no work. Yeah, there was no work. Yeah, exactly. So, I really wanted that job. And my mom was just saying, like, no, it's dangerous. It's not safe. And I was like, okay. Like, of course, I was mad at her at the moment. I was okay, whatever. But I'm really... I just can't, like... sit home for too long and not work. Like, if I'm unemployed, I'm on Indeed all day. I know Indeed is terrible, but I'm a creative. Like, I'm trying to quick apply. I'm not trying to sit down and do the whole resume. No, people
get my quick resume in, you know?
People do their thing on LinkedIn. People sign up on, like, the, like, they'll go to, like, let's just say Applebee's. Like, they'll go to the actual Applebee's website and, like,
apply
and, like, do that whole thing. Like, me, I'm just on Indeed. I'm like, you want my resume or not?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I feel like on Indeed, most people be hitting you back too. Like, yeah, like, if you've applied to enough jobs, it'll be like a job in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, hey, yeah, we heard you were looking for the manager position at Enterprise. Like,
no,
what
literally.
Think about that? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no. I think...
Nobody wants to get ass up and work nowadays.
The first job I got was, like, back in the day. So, you had to kind of, like, be a friend of a friend to get in. And that was at Zoomies. Zoomies is such a culty place.
But I had that same thing with Calvin Klein.
Isn't that weird, though?
That's so,
like,
weird.
You,
like,
literally
had to
be a friend.
Him.
Yeah.
And,
like,
I know Jeff. And I was like,
You couldn't just apply. Like, you could, and they'll let you win. But it would, like... You really had to, like, know somebody who's been working there for a minute. And then once they give you that recommendation, like, you're, like, bro, I was in school, and Zoomies called me, like, hey, this is da-da-da, like, you can come in for an interview today. And I was like, oh, sick. And it's only because I knew one person.
Like, that's what I'm saying, though. It's literally crazy. Same thing happened with me at Calvin Klein, because I was working at Aeropostale at the time. It was only, like, my second week. And then I remember telling Jeff, like, I hate it. Like, I just don't want to work there. Like, I hate it so bad. And he was like, oh, well, Calvin Klein's hiring. And then once he gave me the resi, was in there.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy.
That's all you had to do. Like, now you gotta go on Indeed, search through like 10 pages of jobs. First of all, the first 5 pages are filled up with trucking delivery jobs.
That's what I'm saying. Amazon, quit. Like, whatever Amazon position you want, they have. I swear. Go on Indeed. If you want to be the driver, you want to do the packaging. What, you want to be the boss? You just go on Indeed. Like,
if you want to be Jeff Bezos, go apply on Indeed. I'm pretty sure it is there. But once you get past all of that, there's like the cool niche jobs, like the thrift stores and like, and like
delivery. Like fashion mogul, like they'd be like, bro, fashion assistant. They like, always, I applied to be like a dance instructor at some like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They always like, have stuff at like the Real Real or some stuff like that. Like it's a lot of things. But aside from that,
yeah, that's not even the topic of today's episode. We spent like 10 minutes talking about it.
I've been good, to be honest. Just been working. I got an upcoming event. Hopefully, we post this episode before that event. I want to. I'm so excited. We're gonna upload that other one before I leave.
Oh my god, we never uploaded that.
No,
one.
Oh, never sent it. I never.
I thought it was in the Google Doc.
Oh, I probably never checked it. But but I'm having an event called Rugby and Friends where. I'm bringing a bunch of Jersey artists out, and they're all gonna perform, and you know what I'm saying, rock the show. We've been planning this for a little while, and it's finally happening. Yes, I will be there selling waters, selling drinks. I might cop alk.
I can mix a little bit. I mean, we still have a lot.
We could have like a. I don't want people. Like, I don't want to give out too much, but I don't want people drunk at the spot, you know what I'm saying?
Like too drunk. But I mean, yeah. Like a juice pouch or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like what if
we could just get it with a ticket, you know?
What if we had like a big little cooler thing and then we could just like have people have cups or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's coming up. Gonna be fun. It's very exciting. Yes. My first ever event. I've been in plenty of events for like school. So I kind of have an idea of how to run it. Like with rehearsals and stuff like that. But yeah, I'll let you guys know how it goes. And make sure to check that out too.
Yes.
On my YouTube channel if you can't make it. Everything will be posted there. And yeah, let's get into today's topic.
Wait, before we get into that, I just have a quick tangent. I don't know why. I've been having wedding fever. I don't know why. Like it's not even the idea of getting married, it's just like having a wedding. Like Ken showed me the Crazy Rich Asians wedding. I never seen the movie, but they showed me the wedding scene, and I started crying. It was just so beautiful. Like I don't know. Like it's just was so beautiful. And then me and Ken were talking about our wedding, and it was just like.
No, it's crazy. I don't even want a wedding. Like me. Just wanna. And Nyla talk about it all the time. Like we just, not we would pull up to City Hall, but we. That I get like a group of 15 people, go to Dave and Buster's and not Dave and Buster's. I'm joking, but
that would be fun.
You know, yeah, but I'm saying like we would just like, of course, have a photographer and all that others, but we just wouldn't like spend $25,000 on a venue and all that. Maybe because we just don't got that right now. But
seven, please.
Maybe because we don't got that right now, but who knows? The future, we'll see. But
I think I am gonna spend that money on my wedding
night. Really?
Yeah, just because I want it to be an event. Like I usually don't celebrate stuff. Like I'm not like a birthday person. Well, we were Jehovah's Witness, so you know.
Right.
Not really a celebration kind of person, but a wedding's kinda big, and I think and at first I wasn't a huge fan of weddings just because I've never been to one. But after like seeing it like in the media and everything, I think I want one.
You know, just to celebrate my life. Definitely want to give this speech.
Like, oh yeah, as, no, like, the best man part, like. I was already discussing it. Like I'm about to have you as a best man. You're gonna be the only best man, and then I'm gonna have to.
Is
have
there more than
bridesmaids?
One?
Oh no, I'm gonna bridesmaids because like, and then I have to have my sister. I gotta have Sabrina. I gotta have Brie. I gotta have what's her face? I gotta have Jordan. I gotta have so many people. Be a part of the wedding, like, and Seven's gonna have to be the flower person, like, it's gonna be crazy. And then I told Ken's designing the whole wedding. Ken's gonna be a superstar for the wedding. But I was telling them that they have to make my mom look like a mom, like she's the mother of the bride, like she has to wear a big hat, like, right. You know, like really do it up. You want to say something, Seven?
Like, put your butt in my face, weirdo.
You're covering the mic, love. Alright. anyways. So, yeah. I'm excited for my wedding. And I can't wait for you to do the best man speech. I'm gonna laugh.
Yeah, no.
Like, prepared my speech for you, Trey. Like, I already prepared it.
I'm like, definitely not gonna be lit that day. I'm probably, like, of course, like... I'm a full-time smoker. Like, I've been thinking about it. Like, I'm gonna make shirts that say part-time and full-time smoker. Because... I really don't care what nobody say, man. A blunt helps me through the day. That's like,
what I'm, I don't care.
Like, I don't care. Y'all be like, oh, weed head. Y'all be like, y'all can have that description on whoever y'all want, bro. Me, I'm going to smoke a blunt. I'm going to chill, and I'm going to enjoy what's going on. Like, I like smoking. Like, I like the feeling of being bussing. Like, that's it's for me.
That's what I like. Ever since I hit that first blunt, I knew it. Like, you know, like, it was just... I mean, a lot of people have the stigma where they think weed makes you lazy, and you're so stupid, and you can't do anything, but I'm very, very productive.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Like, I do a lot. Like, I can read a full book.
There's a lot of things you guys don't know about us, like, like, we don't have, like, of course we don't have editors and all that type of stuff, but, like, all the photo shoots we do, or all the, like, all the setups that we have, or, like, all that, like, the clothes that we make, the stuff that we do, all of that stuff is done by us. Like, we don't, we have a team, but, like, but it doesn't cost us anything. Like, it's not like we're outsourcing people to do this stuff. Like, this is all us. All self-taught training, what we learned in like high school and stuff. So
college, like,
we're just doing our thing, really.
Yes, and that brings us to today's episode. Finally, finally. So today we're gonna talk about YouTube, and as you know, Trey is starting a YouTube channel.
Yes.
So what are you thinking, like, for like overall aesthetic? Are you only doing vlogs, or are you gonna like cook okay, with me, so get ready with me,
as in design this bag? As an Aquarian. I've done, like, my fair share of research. It's, like, how I do on everything. Like, what is... Not what is in on YouTube right now, but what do people want to see? So, what they were explaining in these videos were that people, like, don't really want to see a vlog unless you're, like... You know, you're with somebody famous or, like, you're, like, not even doing something crazy. Like, you could have a snowboarding vlog and the only people that are going to watch are snowboarders. Like, you have to build a fan base before you start... trying to like just vlog your life. So my thing, I really the 9/11 part 2 was happening outside.
Good morning. Good morning, Baltimore.
He said, wake up, Jersey.
This is Jersey. You know, that'd be so funny if every garbage truck, like, every time they're like, this is Jersey. Every morning. That's how you know the garbage truck's outside.
I would be up. I would be up. Like,
good morning. I would have the garbage
outside. I would, that's what I'm saying. I would definitely want to take the garbage out. No, I want to make my channel about... Okay, so I've always had this dream of becoming a YouTuber since YouTube came out. Like, the first YouTuber that I watched seriously, I think, was PewDiePie. Like, even though he's, like, kind of canceled, you know. But he was just really funny. And, like, the first video I ever watched on YouTube was the freaking McDonald's... not freestyle, but the McDonald's rap where he went to the drive-thru. And then he was like... Something, don't forget the fries. Like, that was literally the first thing I ever watched on YouTube. Like, I just, my whole childhood is YouTube. So, I definitely know what I want to do. Like, I definitely have, like, I've done enough, I've done years of YouTube research. So, I know, like, what I actually like and what I want to put out, which are, like, fashion-esque, gaming-esque. Type videos. Like, I definitely want to put out videos of, like, me and Al playing games, because it's always funny. Like, videos of, like, you know, me showing you guys how I make my clothes and run my brand. Like, I feel like all that stuff is necessary to the world. Not necessary to the world, trying to sound like that guy, but, you know, like, it's just fun stuff that I like to do with that I think people would find interesting and would see something out of it. Yeah, I definitely can't wait to do that. My first video hint is going to be finding your style.
Yeah.
So we go to the American Thrift and we just, like, we find our, well, we describe our style. We didn't really find anything there.
Yeah, it was kind of busy that
day. Yeah, and kind of whack. But, no, for real. But, it was still a fun video to me. I'm pretty sure I should be done editing, like, tomorrow or something, but I'm not dropping anything until September, because YouTube has some tough things to get monetized. Like, you have to have 1,000 subscribers and you have to have 4,000 hours watch time, which is like 220 minute videos.
Dang.
Yeah, so, or like, you know, 410 minute videos. So I really gotta be on my grind once I start, which I'm planning to do. I think I'm like ready to sit down and commit to the YouTube bag.
Okay.
Because now there's a lot of black YouTubers, but when I was little, like, I would be looking up, like, black YouTubers playing Minecraft. Because there wouldn't be any black YouTubers playing Minecraft. Like it was just none. So I definitely want to involve myself in the black YouTube community just because I've been here for so long. So I might as well, you know what I'm saying, monetize from it and be in it.
That's so good. I mean, I had a YouTube channel.
I remember.
I had a YouTube channel, but I've never done anything with it. I don't think I have a desire to be like a YouTuber just because I just don't think I'm ready to just focus on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Just because it requires a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of editing, a lot of recording, a lot. Mm-hmm. So
a lot of embarrassing moments, like when you pull up somewhere like with a camera, like you stand out, like you're not like the shopper now, like you're like this guy with the camera. So it's like,
oh my god, what's this guy doing with the camera?
Like, exactly.
As soon as I see somebody with a camera, I'm like, no.
Like I'm about to do to put him in a coffin on you or something. Like
prank did.
Like, no, I'm not that YouTuber, so when you see me with the camera, don't be scared. But it's still, like, okay, what somebody said in the video was, A, you're the person with the camera, so people are interested, and they're like, oh, what are they doing? Like, they're just, you know, they have a camera, like, they're recording something. Or B, you know, you just be scared and, like, never want to go to places with your camera. But it's like, you have to do A, because you can't always find an empty store, and you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're, and if you do, like, you really have to be looking. I mean, that's what you're trying to do. But I'm not scared of holding a camera. I've recorded for school in public places. I've done acting. So I'm really not scared of, like, presenting myself with a camera in public. It's kind of, I've been doing it forever.
You've done it before.
Yeah, hold on. I want to show you this video. I won't add a clip, but I just want you to hear my voice. That is me, bro.
It's so little.
Right?
You sound like 7. So little. Speaking of acting, I told Ken for the wedding, the only thing I want for a gift is a Broadway medley.
Okay.
Like, I want them to perform. They have one number to perform. They could choose the other one. But the number one performance they have to do Thoroughly Modern Millie. And they have to do Forget About the Boy. I told them they need the desk, the tap shoes, the bob, all that. And backup. So
now forget about the boy.
Just be prepared for them to ask you to be in that.
We're going like
probably have to.
So off track. No, I'm definitely down to be in that. We're going so off track, but just talking about like acting in theater, that was probably like the most fun show. Like
It was so fun. Tap
dancing.
So campy.
Yeah, tap dancing really isn't hard. Like, okay, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard.
I hate tap dancing.
But like, if you do like beginner tap dancing, like me, I'm not the most experienced tap dancer, but I was able to do the show. Like, I wasn't like messing up on the show.
It was fun.
Hey, bro, that was the most. Cause you're like, to really like make tap go out, like you have to be tapping. So like the whole time we're moving our feet, and it's just so like funny and fun. That show was really fun. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I told them they have to do Forget About. Like, I showed them last night, like, the Emmy performance. I was like, just know, like, this is the only thing I want. Like, this, like, when I tell you I was performing this, like, I was doing Forget About the Boy. Like, I was in the desk, like.
Bye. Yeah, no, you would love that part. I did not know that part. I only knew my part. Who do we do that with? Santos?
Yeah. I remember we didn't want to do it with some kid. I forgot. And then
in the mic.
Yes, I know, right? Yeah, but you know the story. You know the story, so it was crazy.
Listen, if you're him,
we're sorry.
We are sorry, because I definitely did have a part to doing that.
Oh, I had a big part, but you know what's funny? I was just telling.
But it was way better.
I was telling him, like, I think I was not a good person in high school.
Mm-mm.
And I think that's just due to, like, my status. Like, I want to say I was popular, but I did have a clique. Like, the dancers were a huge clique. And, like, we were just mean.
No, the dancers were the freaking jocks. Like, you guys were
so mean. Like, I was just like, oh,
you,
my God.
Like, guys, going to a performing arts academy school, you will know that there's not really, well, at least in our town, there's not really a football team for each school.
Right, we only have one.
So, for our school, it was just so funny because,
yeah,
like, we would all, like, the different strains would have their different sweaters or crew necks,
yes,
or whatever. Or,
yes.
And the dancers would literally walk around and, like, what's that show? In Glee, like how the cheerleaders would walk around and like their fucking tracksuits. Bro, that is how they would walk around and Jeff every day. Just a sweatsuit, hair tied up, dance shoes on, like just in a book bag. And that was what they would wear all day.
Because, you know, we would always like, we wouldn't bully, but we would talk about the art kids, and then it'd be like kids in acapella. But we were the it girls, okay, honey?
I wasn't a dancer, let me just...
But you were associated with dancers. You were in the musical, so don't let that slip. Because the musical was a whole... The actors also need to take a hand in this jockage energy.
Because the actors was associated with everybody.
Honey, the actors had something to say. It was real life Glee when that cast list went up, honey.
Okay? No.
It was real life Glee.
High school is funny. But... Speaking of YouTube, you can watch us on YouTube.
We have musicals on YouTube.
Okay, don't tell them like that.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna give you the link, but I mean, do as you will. I don't know what you'll search up to find it, but you could find it.
I don't need anybody seeing that.
I was watching my dance show on YouTube, sticking to the topic. I was watching it, and the quality, terrible, number one. But I always enjoy watching where I came from, because I always watch the senior showcase, and that was like my first big show. That was like the first time everyone was gonna see me.
And you got suspended.
Yes. So it was kind of like, I was like a juvenile, you know? Like, I was kind of like, whoa, you know?
Like, they let me perform, even though I'm not supposed to be here?
You know, because we had to pull a lot of strings for that. We had to pull a lot of strings, honey. Like, it was... I mean, realistically...
That is too funny. Like, looking back on this stuff right now...
It's
like,
crazy. Like, realistically speaking, I don't want to toot my own horn, but if I wasn't in the show, there would be no show. Because I was in so many dances. You know what I mean? Like, if you took me out, like... The show was literally on Friday, and we got suspended, like, on Wednesday. Like, if you took me out the show...
3-day suspension, too.
Like, if you took me out the show, there would be, like... We would have to change, like... 8 dances. Are you prepared for that? You know what I mean? So they really had no choice but to let me in. But I always like seeing it, because every time I watch them, I'm just like, damn, I was so different.
You know?
And it's just seeing like how I used to dance, how I dance now. It's kind of like,
yeah, it's wild. It's wild what YouTube could do. Like, you could really, like, bruh, that video, I have no, like, I don't have it in my phone, in my Google Drive. Like, that was recorded on my iPhone 4. And like, let me tell you how many years ago. Because 10 years ago, that video is recorded, and it's like, I would have no, like, memory of that or proof of that if YouTube didn't exist and, like, held these videos. And I wanted to upload these videos on YouTube. Like, I was, like, trying to be a YouTuber. I only have 4 videos up on this channel, which you'll never find ever.
Because it is a lot. I mean, that is a private account.
But, no, it just, I was never, I don't know, like, I was, how old was I 10 years ago? I was 12, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not good at math.
Oh, well, 10 years ago? You were
11. Oh, 11. 21. My bad. Yeah, I was 11. I was not taking YouTube seriously.
You know, this video?
But,
I'll play out a snippet, but it is not good.
What's up, YouTube?
No, but literally, it's interesting because, you know, when this was made? This was made in 2014, and it was the summer before I went to high school.
Oh,
and this is the day I found out.
Shit, it's a YouTube series.
This is the day I found out I went to Jeff.
Oh,
I was going to Jeff, and I was like, okay, here, y'all can listen. Like,
anyway, this will be full of rant.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Like, from the anyway, like, I'm already annoyed. Like, the anyway already took me out. I'm already out of the fantasy. Anyway. What did I just say? There was no point to it. It was just anyway.
Oh, the YouTube grind, bruh. I feel like they've been trying to downplay YouTube. I feel like everybody wants to be a YouTuber because you literally get paid to
do nothing. I mean, not
you
to do
saw
nothing,
what we was doing.
I'm about to say not to do nothing, but you're your own boss.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like once
you can do the hours, you can do the pay. You know,
once you get like a good fan base and get to that certain amount, like you can just like live and you can enjoy life and do what you please on YouTube. So I definitely wanted that from a young age, seeing just like people on YouTube, and like I was obsessed with YouTube. Like, YouTube put me onto so many interests that I have today. Like, even probably YouTube put me on the gaming, because I've always been a gamer. But YouTube, like, watching people play games is just so fun. It makes you want to go out and buy the game and play with your friends. And it's just, like, YouTube just has so many spiral effects that have, you know, put different views and, like, different opinions. And, like, even the way I think today is, because of YouTube. Like, I've learned a lot of stuff on YouTube. So, I definitely appreciate it. It is a great tool. And I can't wait to be a part of the platform.
I mean, I would say I'm still obsessed with YouTube, but yeah, me too. YouTube has definitely gone down recently. Yeah. Because I haven't seen the gamers posting, and you know, the gamers post like every day. So when the gamers are posting, like, I know. Like,
yeah.
There's a dip. There's a, what's that thing called?
The gamers are posting.
Like, it's just like, I feel like it's becoming harder and harder to find stuff that I'm interested in on YouTube.
And that's a part of the algorithm, because a lot of, so what the thing is with YouTube is, so I'm not going to say this person's name, but for example, like, they try to post, not they try to post, but the videos that they post are in random order. So by my calculations, like, no, but in reality, like, YouTube right now wants to find people's niches. So if I'm uploading fashion stuff right now, it's going to recommend it to fashion people. Even if it only has 10 views, it's still going to be on the front page for people who like fashion, who like thrifting, who like that stuff. But some people don't really understand that right now, right? And are just trying to blow, like, with any video. So YouTube doesn't know what to do with their videos. So they're not like, promoting them. Like, they're not putting them on the front page, because YouTube doesn't even know who your audience is. Like, it can't find your audience. So that's another thing with YouTube, is you have to find your audience first, and then once you find your audience, then you can let new audiences find you. But it's all a grind. It's gonna take months.
But you know, that's the end game.
That's the end game. My end game, not my end game of YouTube, but where I want to see my YouTube channel, even though it's not even active or zero videos yet, but I definitely want to see myself with the requirements before next September. But I definitely feel like I'll be uploading, and I want to put the podcast on. Well, I don't know, because I feel like the podcast is its own separate thing. So it'll be like random. But if we just keep uploading with the podcast too,
that's what I'm saying. That's why we have to pick a day. We just gotta get it done, because if we don't,
we're gonna try to upload more consistently. We we make money with Anchor, but
that won't do much, hun.
Sorry, we can't really do nothing with the Anchor money. But I'm not gonna lie, like, even seeing, like, money, like, from this work, like, bruh, think about it. We sit here, talk, and we've made actual money from, right, like, what we're doing right now. So imagine what would happen if we just keep grinding, and, like, keep people going. Are still playing the old episodes. Like, we're at, like, almost 500 total plays. And we only have 10 episodes. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're literally almost at 500 total plays, which is crazy, because we, sorry, y'all, like, not like we don't respect y'all, but we don't upload that much. Yeah, we're just very busy, but we are trying to.
Yeah,
with September coming up, you know, summer's dying down.
Yeah,
school starting. We're going to be locked in more, so expect to see a lot of us probably from here up until, like, maybe, like, next summer. Like, maybe we could take summer breaks or something,
you know,
like that.
You know, we'll see. But speaking of YouTube, I've been really interested. Well, I've always been interested in, like, the true crime girlies. Like, that's, like, my YouTube niche. Like, I love true crime. I love watching any true crime girly, but I have specifics that I usually watch. But I recently got this new channel. It just came up randomly. The channel's called Mike's Mike. And he's just so funny.
Really?
Like, he's really, really funny. I'm gonna subscribe right now. You could literally watch any video. Like, he talks about memes.
Does he have a podcast?
Yes, he does have a podcast.
Oh, he's my favorite.
He talks about memes and podcasts, and he talks about, like, 2000. He talks about albums that he likes. Like, it's, like, so cool. Like, I really love it. But one of the videos that I first started watching of him is, like, a deep dive into Pretty Little Liars. He did, like, 3, like, hour and 30-minute videos of, like, going really in depth, and it was so cool. I really, like, that's my new niche now. I'm, like, looking at videos of, like, people, like,
isn't it in depth, isn't it so great when you find a YouTuber and you, like, they're the same throughout every video. Like, you can watch all of the, and you get mad when like you finish them.
Yes, and you have no more to watch.
Bruh, I did that with this podcast called Disconnected on No Jumper. Shout out Disconnected, bruh. That's all I listen to at work. Like, they're like 3 hour long podcasts where they talk about fashion. They all joke on each other and they just talk about living in LA and like stuff like that. And it is the best for me because like it's like going on Instagram without going on Instagram. Like, right. They just talking about stuff all like for the whole 3 hours, and I finished, like, I caught up with all 33 episodes, and I have to wait like for them to release every Thursday. But it's just like, yo, it's so sick when you find something like that good.
I've been also watching this other channel. He's called Friendly Space Ninja. He doesn't do the same thing as Mike, but he just gives his in-depth opinion about certain shows. Like, he did Gossip Girl and Riverdale and Sabrina the new one. So I was really into those videos too, and I want to do something like that in the podcast. Like, but I want to do like a really niche show, like Total Drama Island or something.
If you guys want to see or hear us talk about like true crime and TV shows, like how we did in the last episode, let us know. Leave a comment on Instagram.
No, because I'm ready to try.
Yeah, because we definitely are excited for that, but it's if you guys wanted to. So if you guys do, well, either way, we'll probably still do it. But either way, let us know, because that's definitely something we definitely want to tap in. We definitely shout out to Haley Elizabeth.
Yes,
Haley. Shout out to, who is the other lady?
Eleanor Neal, Bailey Sarian, all the true crime girlies. Yeah, I love you.
You guys are all great. Mwah.
Especially Haley Elizabeth. Like, I feel like she's my friend.
Yo, like, how did we even find Haley
Elizabeth? I don't know. You put me on. I don't even know how you found her, but you were just like, you should watch this true
crime. I think you, all because she used to do videos on Shane Dawson, like the downfall of Shane Dawson, the downfall of David, which are really good. Like, those, it's like her true crime, but like as in YouTuber form. And then when she switched that, she started doing true crime once she found the audience. But
yeah, and she did her own podcast.
Speaking of Haley Elizabeth, if you go down deep enough on her channel, you might see these two videos. One is like something about makeup, and the other one is like, it's like two just like random niche videos.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she deleted any before that. And then after those two, three videos, she has the video, The Downfall of Shane Dawson, which blew her channel up. Like, blew her channel up. And then she kept doing the downfall of people like Tana Mojo, David Dobrik. And it got her, like, a following. And then once, you know, she had that following, she quick transition, like, to true crime. And it works because, we like hearing her talk. Like, we like to hear what she has to talk about. And I think when she was doing those Shane Dawson videos, was she doing her makeup at the time? She was? Okay, so yeah, that wasn't definitely another reason. But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really how you got to do it. Like, but what I meant to say was the videos, the two or three that she uploaded before, they weren't like pulling real views. Like, one had like 500 views and the other had like 1,000.
Yeah, like she was, it was just
videos. Yeah, it was just like two, like three random videos. Yeah, and then the Shane Dawson one like just went crazy because at that moment, like, Shane Dawson was definitely getting canceled, and she dropped that video right on time.
We gotta pick a show that we really, but we have to like really watch it. Like, that's the thing. We gotta watch it and take notes. Like, we gotta pick a show that we can really get into.
Like a show we never seen, or it could be a show we've seen.
It could be a show we've seen. Or it could even be a cartoon.
I feel like we should do Adventure Time.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Because I've never really sat down and really watched Adventure Time, but I know it's like, I've seen the whole thing. I've finished it.
Yeah, me too. But
it's really good, but I never finished it.
We can definitely do it. We can definitely do Adventure Time. That'd be fun. It's going to be a long video.
But that'd be fun. That's going to be a long video.
All right, ready to wrap up?
Yeah, I think it's been a good little 50.
Yeah, I think it's been a good amount of time. Well, I'm Al.
I'm Trey. And this is Black Boys in Motion.
Why didn't even do it?
If you like this episode, please, I'm begging. I never beg for anything. Like,
can I please
literally
have some more?
I never beg. Please leave a review.
Yes. Let us know that you like it.
Leave us a 5-star rating, because I think you can only leave 5-star ratings. It might, Spotify, I think, is broken. Like, it's like, but if you go like down a rating, just, anyways, 5 stars.
Yes, love us. We love you.
Follow us on Instagram. at Black Boys in Motion.
And get ready for the YouTube channel as well.
Get ready for my YouTube channel. Get ready for Rugby and Friends. We got a lot of things coming up. So, with that being said,
yes,
we'll talk to you guys later.
We out. Black Boys in Motion style.